3, stone floor. On this floor you can see 6 sets of millstones, the first 3 driven by the south wheel. 2 of these sets are enclosed by wooden covers known as tuns, which catch the meal as it is ground. Above each tun is a grain hopper, or shoe. Grain was poured from the top floor of the mill into large storage bins that fed into the grain shoes on this floor. The shoes were kept in constant vibration by a lobed metal shaft called a damsel, which caused the grain to flow steadily down the shoe into the eye of the running stone. The grain was then ground between the fixed lower bed stone and the rotating runner stone, producing meal that fell into one of the 2 chutes. At the far end of this floor, there are 3 millstones, 2 made of French burr stone with carved grooves, and 1 made from local stone. Look at the size of these millstones. Try turning the small hand quern on this floor and you'll understand the immense power which was needed to operate the mill.